Joining me now is Joe Hoft. He has a brand new article tonight over on his website, which I'm going to bring up right here. JoeHoft.com. Bombshell exclusive. Nationwide cellular network connects election equipment and gives federal government access to election systems at the precinct level. Which, wow, the federal government. Now, I wonder what agency might be interested in that. You mean the CIA, who I think has been at the heart of stealing this election from day one, as I was saying, in the summer of 2020? And I was warning about a color revolution. This is big news. He joins us tonight, Joe Hoft. We'll be together tomorrow night in Springfield, Missouri. He joins us now. Joe Hoft, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, great to be here, Brandon. Thanks for having me. Little casual.
Yeah, well,
tonight.
Thank you for being on. Not a problem. Look at this. As you know, we're on the air here now. Indictment returned in Georgia as grand jury wraps up Trump election probe. Please respond to this before we get to your exclusive bombshell article.
Well, this is, I know quite a bit about this subject, and there's a reason for that, Brandon. And I don't talk about this much for some recommendations from our attorneys, but Jim and I and the Gateway Pundit have been sued by a group of individuals, a number of attorneys, in regards to our reporting on Georgia. When Rudy Giuliani came out in his presentation in front of the world and shared video of Ruby and Shay the night of the election, after hours, pulling those suitcases out from underneath the tables that were where they were covered and hidden away underneath the black tablecloth, when they pulled them out after everybody else in the facility, at least in that room, was gone, when they brought them over to their tables and started ramming them through their tabulators, Rudy shared that, and we were shocked. The whole world was shocked to see that. And we were easily able to identify who these people were because Ruby had her purse sitting on her desk where she advertised her company. We could go to that on Facebook and find her name and even find her daughter, Shay. So it wasn't anything that was necessarily being hidden. She was even trying to advertise who she was. And anyways, we looked into those videos even closer, and we saw that some of this, they didn't just ram these ballots through once; they rammed them through three times at least. Ruby did in one occasion, and for that we were sued by Ruby and Shay, for slander, and they've been since they were awarded this January 6th by Joe Biden with a medal at the White House. And we've seen him in front of the January 6th committee and saluted and praised. I think even Liz Cheney might have given one of them or both of them hugs. And, they were, saluted as heroes by Biden. And then we've even seen, I believe, Shay, maybe Ruby, maybe both, in front of, I believe it was the Kennedy Center and some awards show where they received some sort of award as well as being a hero. And so this is what heroes are in this world today. And the people that are being challenged and accused by this Biden regime are people like myself and Jim and the Gateway Pundit and President Trump and Rudy Giuliani. And Rudy did nothing wrong. Rudy's a good man, a man of integrity, absolute integrity. I think he's one of the greatest statesmen of this era and will go down in history up there with some of the greatest, because these are different times than 1776, but now even just as important. And the last thing Rudy would ever do is lie, certainly never intentionally. And that's my belief. And I've met him and talked to him and he knew what he was talking about. That's the thing. Recently, I did an interview with Rudy and I just felt like he absolutely was on top of this. Because the media tried to paint him as this frail old man who's losing it. They painted him like that instead of Joe Biden.
Right.
And
right.
And it was far, far from the truth, just so far from the truth. And our media is so dishonest, and the Bidens are so dishonest. And And so we've been, you know, we've been sued by this group of attorneys, including Protect Democracy, which is an entity that was formed from Obama attorneys after he left office. Their whole focus was on to do whatever they could to stop Trump and his policies. And then they brought in Yale Law School and one of the biggest law firms in Missouri, the same firm that was involved in the NFL case with the Los Angeles Rams, and has a member of their team, a former U.S. Senator, Republican, I'll say, John Danforth, who's even signed our case. So they're coming after us because we reported the truth, and now it's all connected. It's all connected. See, the truth today in this world that we live by under the Biden regime and Obama regime, that the truth is no longer the truth. The truth to them is a lie, and their truth to us is the absolute lie. And that's why we know these are real spiritual times, real dangerous times, and yet real great times, because this is when our faith and our hope and our ability to share the truth will be more important than ever. And so when I see this, indeed, I actually look at it, and I don't know who all's been indicted here. I don't know if we do yet. Certainly they're saying President Trump on 10 more charges. I mean, I guess they're going to say, you know, put up Trump for 1,000 years or whatever. The thing is, you know, when we go through each of these cases, you know, Brandon, I guess the thing that hits me is, it's all projection. It's just like the upside down world of what's honest and what's not. Who's the criminal and who's not is also upside down. We've got people that we have.
And you know what concerns me is. Yeah, and we have people on videos. You're saying burning and looting, blowing towns down, and nothing happens. Well, no billboards, and no morning raids. Look at this, and you. You combine that with these leaders, as I was saying to Rebecca Walzer, the old communist tactic: pressure from above, pressure from below. So your community organizers like Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, others at the top, your street agitators at the bottom, pressure from above, pressure from below. And now Jonathan Turley's warning about a new UChicago report that finds 30 million Americans view violence as justified to keep Trump from power. I mean, we are really entering a cultural shift like we have not seen since the Civil War. True or false?
You know, but Brandon, that's their entire base. That's all they got. That's the 12 people sitting in circles for Biden's rallies. They don't understand that they're facing, you know, whatever, 200 million, 250 million that will fight to the death for justice. And so we're not going to, you know, this is a dangerous time. And you know, we're not going to sit back and allow lies to run our country. You know, and the devil, basically, you know, where we've got too much faith, and we know how important this is. This country, people have given their lives and risked everything. I heard this the other day. Somebody said, when you risk everything, then you're truly free, because you no longer care about those things that you have nothing left. And so you are, that's how you find freedom. And that's what these founders did back in, you know, the 1700s.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's go to this headline here. I got 10 minutes left. I got to get to this. Bombshell exclusive, written by you. Nationwide cellular network connects election equipment and gives federal government access to election systems at the precinct level. Tell me about this, please. And when you say federal government, you know, I've been warning since before the election about a color revolution, the CIA doing it. And I'll go to my grave believing the CIA was the large leader. They may have used other companies and groups to do it and technology, but I believe the CIA was leading the way. So when you say federal government, who, what agency?
It seems like some. If it's nasty, the CIA's there, and really now almost every government entity. This, and I should really give major kudos to really Aaron Clements and David Clements. David, who's going to speak this week at the Lindell Summit, attorney from New Mexico, and his wife. They've worked with some groups and done amazing work. This really kind of comes back to really a couple things. One is we are trying to, we found out about these Albert sensors, these things that were put in place that are funneling through the CIS entity months ago. And we thought, huh, what's this, that our election systems being shared with this this entity that's is supposedly a nonprofit, again, that's a far left entity. And why are we sharing this information with them? And it's funneled through the CISA and et cetera. That's how it's being set up. Well, then the question is also, I guess, Brandon, is how is it that these people are able to determine on election night exactly where they stand and therefore how many votes they need to steal an election? And we thought it was through these Albert sensors. I've thought through these voter poll pads, because these poll pads will, when you go in and you sign in, they can tell then who's come in and who's voted at least and what party that person is. And so on any given night of the election, they even sell a module now. Some of these firms like in No Ink, et cetera, selling modules where you can purchase to see where you're at on election night, which is just outrageous because the American public can't even get it, any faster at all. And so what happened here was they've continued to look into this topic, and they found that there's this entity and this tool, it's called a network tool called FirstNet. And this was put in place, and it sounds like, and as I read through this piece, Obama put this in place like 2 days before he left office. And so he signed off on it. And they used, again, they lie, and they use this excuse that, well, because Russia was involved in the election of 2016 and had somehow hacked in, et cetera, we need better protection. So we're going to put this in place. But it's, again, the total opposite. It's like calling Trump, getting Trump on racketeering after they had this incredible operation to steal the 2020 election, led by individuals, just crooked individuals, including going back to Obama and Biden. Although Biden doesn't have the ability to run something like that, the people that work with him do. Anyways, so they put in place this tool, this entity, in which now there's a couple charts there. You can see in the first chart back in maybe 2016, we just didn't have the ability to capture all this data on election night. But with the help of AT&T and perhaps others, this FirstNet now, if you look at the map with purple in it, you can see that there's the entire country. Basically, you can gain now access to information on election night. This information's now been classified as highly strategic to the company or to the country. And so therefore it's being obtained through this vehicle. And it looks like this may be one way, at least, if not the way, that this information is now captured on election night, where there is, at least this indicates, there is a central hub that might have all this information that would then allow people to know what they need to do in certain areas to perhaps what would be needed to win an election within minutes of really where that election's at. So a big deal. We could probably spend quite a bit of time going through this, but it looks like they've built this infrastructure to steal elections.
And you say they, who's the they?
Well, it's to me, it's part of this entity that was signed off on under Obama, but we see the EAC is this Election Assistance Commission. That's that was created after the 2000 election. There's others. We talk at the beginning about the board of that EAC and how even recently and right before the 2020 election, they were talking about this. Similar to, remember that John Podesta group that had the what was it called?
The Integrity Election Group. The Integrity Election Group.
Yeah, and this group,
the Integrity
of people
Project,
that did
Integrity
the
Project.
Simulation. Well, and they did the simulation before COVID, on COVID. At that same time, they were doing another, there was another group over here, the EAC, that was talking about similarly, how would we handle an election if we had some sort of major, you know, a pandemic, et cetera. So it's just really eerie that this group is working on that a year before COVID, just like other groups that we've heard of in the past. The Event 201 is what I was thinking of. That group that sat
back. Oh, the Event 201, that was in October. Yeah, that was in October of that was in October of 2019, yeah. October 2019.
Right.
And the CIA was there. The CIA was there at that, by the way. So let me ask you this. Dr. Naomi Wolf is going to be with me next week. She's saying she doesn't believe we're going to have an election in 2024. Do you? But let me say this. Let me correct this. She believes we won't have a normal election in 2024. She believes that they'll do something so we have to basically vote all through the mail. What do you believe?
You know, I could see them trying to do that. I you know, I think Americans, you know, the problem is we all know it's garbage. We all know the last election was garbage. And by the way, you know, we came up, there was a poll in April saying 62% of Americans believe the election was basically rigged or stolen of 2020. Another 60 some percent believe that the feds were involved in January 6th. And also now some polling comes out that you know, a majority of Americans as well, you know, 2/3 of Americans believe that the Biden's actions overseas were very, very, you know, suspect, corrupt, and criminal. So 2/3 of America sees this. So this is their dilemma. They're now pressing more charges against Trump, and but they don't have the base. The base is us, and so they're in a predicament, which is why
many believe. Yeah, so which is why many believe they got to go back to their old playbook. They got to bring another pandemic. You already see the media pushing masking. They've got to do something to be able to rig the election again. It worked pretty well the last time with all the fake voters and fake ballots. So they must be planning something for 2024, don't you think?
Well, I mean, they're really, you know, you got to hand it to them. They know how to go on the offensive, and the people on whoever we think is standing up for us, they can't even go on the defense, let alone offense. They're running around, like kindergartners going against an NFL team. They just have no idea what's going on, and nor how to stop it. So
let's show this graphic real quick, and we got to go. Look at this. There's a lot of graphics in his article tonight. Way more than we have time to get through. Explain this really quick. I got a minute and a half. What is that, Joe?
It's a discussion. And it came from a report that David and Aaron found. It's this diagram how first the network could be misused to connect precincts basically through to county and state election offices in a way that basically all the data passes through a single network. And so through one network, they could perhaps have a knowledge of where we stand at any one period of time on election night. Therefore, they could do some, you know, this could be, you know, misused, and then they could do what I believe they did in 2020, drop a bunch of ballots at the last minute.
Well, I see that they're getting right in the middle. You got the Department of Homeland Security and these fusion centers getting in the middle between the servers and the Secretary of State's offices, which is where they can do a lot of manipulation. And that could mean that even the voting machine companies don't know that, right?
Could be. And, you know, and now we're finding like this whole new, I'd say, model of companies like Knowink that are selling even new products out there for voter rolls, for voter donations, for on election night, up-to-date reporting, and print on demand, ballots print on demand. So you got it all right there.
If the voting machine companies are innocent, they should open up their machines and say, look at our code. We want to be innocent. We want the public to know it. And if there's some other entity doing this, we want to help find it. but I don't think they're going to do that, and they haven't done it so far that I'm aware of. All right, joining us at the big event, Mike Lindell, with Mike Lindell, is Joe Hoft, along with Rudy Giuliani. We got Steve Bannon. We've got Lou Dobbs. We've got a great lineup. Joe and I will both be there broadcasting. Joe will be with me at the news desk tomorrow night in Springfield, Missouri. Don't miss out. Go to lindellevent.com, put in your name, your email address at the bottom of the page, and put in the code B66 and get a fast pass. B66, get a fast pass. My whole team, Logan and I, and the whole team will be there, other than those that are back in the main control room in Memphis, will be there producing the whole thing for television. That's us. We're working hard. We've been working hard. We've been packing, getting ready. It's going to be a big deal. Lord willing, tomorrow night, we'll be with Joe Hoft in person, broadcasting right there on the floor of the big event with Mike Lindell, coming up all day Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., all day Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. JoeHoft.com is the website. Thank you, Joe, for being with us.
Thank you. It's always an honor. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Check it out, JoeHoft.com. All right, don't forget about our website, WVWFoundation.com, to support what we're doing, WVWFoundation.com. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.